This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Sue Merrill chose journalism mostly because she thought it would be great training to become a mystery writer. What she thought would be only a few years as a reporter turned into 40, working at the Joliet Herald News in Illinois and Grand Rapids Press. It was the stories she covered there, some quite gruesome, that drove her back to writing mysteries.
What I wanted to do was write books and mysteries. And I thought, you can't exactly go to college to become a mystery writer. Mm. So I went to college to become a journalist because I read someplace that Mark Twain said the best place to learn to write was writing for a newspaper. And so I educated myself to write for a newspaper. And I was only going to do it for a couple years and then, you know, spin off and write books. But darn it, I got hooked on writing for newspapers and spent almost 40 years writing for newspapers.
But newspaper writing can be very different. I wonder what Mark Twain, what his thoughts were there. For one thing, yes, it'll keep you on a deadline. It'll keep you focused on, you know, the who, what, where, when. But aren't you also, as a journalist, taught to not overdo it with adjectives, not get all poetic about it? How did that intertwine for you? Was it an easy switch back and forth?
Well, you know, actually, it's not that difficult. And I most of the time worked in the features department where we are allowed a little bit more levity.
True.
I guess leeway is a better word. We're allowed a little more leeway in using adjectives and descriptions. But you have to be very particular about the words you choose. You can't go on and on. If two words or one word will make the point clear, why write two paragraphs? Mm. And newspapers, you have to be very clear in your word choice. And I think that's a good lesson. A lot of people say they can see that in my books, that it is a newspaper writing, that it is more clear and concise because I don't have pages and pages of description, because I'm more frugal with the words that I use. But hopefully there's enough words there to describe what's necessary.
That's true. And I think I was probably aware as I read your new book, too, but hard to tell because I knew you were a journalist. and probably being a mystery author works the best because that one really is very keep to the facts. So tell us a little bit, our listeners, give us a tease here about Full Moon Friday, your newest book.
Full Moon Friday, like I said, I worked for newspapers for about 40 years. And every now and then, we would have a day when everything would go wrong, when the police reports would be bizarre, and we'd get these phone calls from people asking us the strangest questions. And invariably, somebody would say, what is it, a full moon Friday? I mean, well, they'd say, what is it, a full moon?
Mm-hmm.
And they would say that, even if it, no matter what phase the moon was in, we would always blame the full moon when things would go wrong. And that kind of what inspired me to write Full Moon Friday, just create something about this phenomenon where people, we like to blame the full moon or Friday the 13th when things go wrong. We like to think there's something to blame, and so we do. And so I just combined all the crazy things that go wrong into one day.
One of the main stories in this one is about this school bus with a bunch of children on it. Did that have any basis in reality?
It does. It does and it doesn't. When I wrote it, it had no basis in reality. It was just something that came to my head and scared me to death. So I just wrote it. But then when I got to researching it, I found out that there actually was a case where a school bus was kidnapped full of kids and how it was found and everything. So I found out it happened many years ago in the 1970s, I think. When I wrote it, I had no idea it had ever happened, but it turns out that it really did happen somewhere.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. I ask Merrill about several other mysteries she's written.
Well, there are the three mysteries, and it starts with Great News Town, which really is inspired by something that happened. I was an assistant news editor in Joliet, Illinois, for 8 years. And one of the things that happened there is we had a serial killer who terrorized that small town. It's a Chicago suburb, but it's a fairly small country town. Every day, somebody was getting killed. And when I saw what it could do to a town and then how the town ended up reacting and getting strong, I thought, this is a story. I've got to do this. I've got to do this as a book. So that was the first one, Great News Town. And I make up a fictional town. I change Joliet into Jordan. Everything happens in the Jordan Daily News newsroom. And the same staff solves that problem. They find out who the serial killer is, which that's why it's fiction. We never really did solve the murder ourselves. We let the cops do that. But And then that was followed by One Shoe Off, which is also inspired by something that really happened in Joliet. A newspaper editor disappeared in 1957. And so in my book, since my cast of characters is in the 1980s, I have them be haunted by this disappearance of this other journalist. And she returns and haunts them and gives them some clues that help them solve a current mystery.
So why mysteries, Sue? What is it about those? Or were you one of those girls like me who grew up reading Nancy Drew? Or how did you get interested
in
mysteries? Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely grew up reading Nancy Drew and Agatha Christie and P.T. James. I was Sue Grafton. I've read them all. I'm just definitely a very strong mystery fan.
Do you miss journalism?
Journalism has changed. It's different, but I'm still connected in lots of ways. I'm not in the newsroom every day, but I'm connected to a lot of people who are journalists.
Well, I can't resist. I have to ask, since you're a longtime journalist and you just said journalism has changed, what are your thoughts on how a lot of people seem to look at reporters these days and different media, different newspapers? Do you still feel like journalism is healthy and that we're still getting the facts?
Yeah, I guess I'm biased in that because I was in the newsroom, I've always thought that nobody cares more about the truth and about facts and about accuracy than the people in the newsroom. They really, really work for that. And I think that's still true. When I say it's changed, it's the method of delivery that's changed and the method of collection has changed. But the journalists I know are still really committed to the truth and fairness. And fairness somehow goes beyond the truth because you can give facts but not give balance and not be fair. And the journalists I know work very hard at fairness as well as truth. And I think that still happens. The problem is it's very difficult for the reader, especially when we have so many different delivery methods now. It's hard for us as readers to choose wisely that the information we're getting is the accurate information. I'm very careful. I subscribe to the New York Times and the Washington Post and Christian Science Monitor. I have specific newspapers that I read because I trust them.
Mm-hmm.
And if I come across other stuff, I'm constantly going, now, wait a minute, what do they have to say? And, you know, it's very hard because you'll see some exciting stories out there that you think, can that be true? And sometimes it is, and sometimes it's not.
I'm Zinta Astars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Sue Merrill, the author of Full Moon Friday. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.